here we are in the middle of kids' paradise.
We are at the Michigan DNR Outdoor Adventure Center in Detroit, Michigan.
Really interesting. You're in the middle of an urban wilderness, in a sense.
It absolutely is. We're right on the Detroit River, and we're in the middle of a very big city area. And what we did was we built a whole forest and a river and a waterfall and a bunch of up north things inside our 115-year-old building.
And as we can tell, listen to the kids in the background, they are having a great time.
Oh, I'm so glad you noticed. And we love the happy sounds, right? They're loud sounds, but they're happy. There's lots of things to do here. We're not a read about things and look at things. You're going to play here.
So very much hands-on.
Hands-on, legs-on, running around, climbing, everything.
What are some of the more popular activities for the kids to do here?
Actually, where we're standing right now, we're at the third floor level, and there's a human-sized eagle's nest. You can take pictures of yourself and email them home for free.
So you get to climb in the eagle's nest?
You climb in the eagle's nest, and you get this beautiful view of the rest of the building and the waterfall.
Let's go over to the eagle's nest. So this is a life-size eagle's nest.
Yep, so if you were as big as an eagle, this is how big the nest would be.
Wow.
We're going to take a picture and you can send this to yourself.
Okay.
And you can see our waterfall, you can see our plane, and you can see all the different trees, which are all native to Michigan, and all of the different animals and birds. The more you look at our trees and above your head, you'll see native birds and native mammals that are placed throughout the building. Kind of see what you can find, and then make sure that you can identify or to ask one of our staff. So we like it up here on the third floor. We call this the eagle's eye view of things, and it's a great place to see everything from.
So let's go find one of the more popular fun activities where the kids are hanging out.
Actually, as we come down the staircase, we're going to end up in our backyard garden, which is a hot spot. If you love the outdoors but you don't live in a forest, we want you to engage in nature from home. So a very popular area is our house and garden. We got a little man in there with his mom. He's making some food. Kids come out to the garden and they pick their vegetables. They go into the house and wash them up, and then they have a pretend lunch in there. And there's also a flush toilet in there. We're talking about sustainable living. It's talking about tempered windows, low flush toilet, turn down your water heater. So this is all about sustainable living, and it's a great make-believe play area.
Cool.
We walk the other way. We're going to walk through the forest. We're going to see Smokey the Bear and our plane. Now, our plane doesn't fly anywhere, but it's an actual plane used to help us counts of our lands and our animals. You can sit in that plane and fly it wherever in your mind you would like it to go. There's always somebody in the plane.
Yeah, that's really cool, an actual aircraft.
It's very cool and it's very popular.
I bet.
We do a lot of animal counting, so we show actual video from one of our planes. We have 60 in our pilots. This is flying over Isle Royale, where we're always counting the moose and the wolves to see how that's happening up there. And so you see the moose being counted in this video. Another hot spot is our ride area and our laser shot. Laser shot is a hunting simulator, very popular, and we also use it to teach hunters education.
Safety.
Yes, hunter safety education. And then we have our ride, so you can ride a snowmobile or an ORV. And we have actual video trails from places in Michigan, so we hope that'll make people want to go. And then we have our little people coming in and out, and they love the rides. They love to drive.
Did you get some funding from Polaris for that?
Polaris donated the snowmobile. The ORV was a gift from a private donor. And all the trail, we always have somebody out with the trail cam, so DNR folks have GoPros on, always giving us new trail footage so we can swap things out.
So you have a lot of partnerships, a lot of underwriters and funders that help you.
We do, and that's been really a blessing for us because it allows us to do things and tell stories that we couldn't do on our own.
Give us another example of a way that's beneficial for you.
ITC is the people who sell electricity to the electric companies. Kind of an odd thing, but they maintain all the grids. They have been a huge partner and actually funded not only those two ride exhibits, the overall exhibit, but also the technology for the bike exhibit, and they're going to enhance it to an equestrian exhibit because they are trail people. And their thing is to teach people right trees in the right place so the electrical grid can move on. So we tell that story, and then they help us tell the story of trails in Michigan. So I think the next hot spot would be down on the first floor, and that would be our caves We didn't even talk about our bridge. We're walking right by our bridge. We have a second story swinging bridge. And that is, for some people, a very big adventure. People that have a fear of heights, little ones who aren't sure, cross from our deer blind over to the top of our tree. And that is a very, very popular place.
Kind of like a Tarzan bridge.
Exactly. And then on our first floor, we have two caves, our big tree, and then we also have our fishing area and our waterfall. Our big tree is 38 feet tall. It's a pin oak. It came to us in many sections on many semis. And it has a hidden staircase inside it. And people who find it, not just children, but everyone, can climb from the first floor to the second floor hidden inside the tree. So it's a great fun.
Tell us about the history of the building itself.
Yes, the building, built in 1892, served the shipping industry. Henry Ford was an apprentice machinist here, and it was an industrial building that worked with the railroad and the river. It was the fourth largest employer of Detroit in the early 1900s, and today about 40% of the original structure remains. And if people want to know the story of Detroit, the comeback is the unexpected, right? Putting up north inside a building on the river that used to be a factory is crazy talk, but that's the kind of thing that changes Detroit. Having Shinola create watches that cost a whole ton of money and are super craftsmanship, who saw that becoming something we'd be known for? The unexpected. Detroit's comeback is not taking old factories and making them new factories. It's the unexpected, and we're delighted to be a part of that. So we're at the foot of the tree. It's amazing, just awe-inspiring. There's a slide, places to climb. We have exposed roots so we can show how big a root system is on a tree this large. And it's a beautiful place to play.
This is a real tree?
It is not. It's a polymer concrete blend. Doesn't it look real?
Yeah, it does.
People think it's real all the time. It's incredible craftsmanship. And then we have a bear den over there. If you crawl inside there, a bear wakes up and growls at you. Oh, there, I just heard him. Little man doesn't want to go inside when the bear's growling.
Yeah, fun spot. He came running out.
Yeah, he was like, whoa. See, but he still wants to go back. He's not sure now. Uh-huh. We have a rustic campsite. One of the coolest things that I think sometimes people walk by is our beaver lodge. This is an actual beaver lodge, about the size it would be. You can pop your head in and see what it looks like from the inside and see both underwater and on top of water, the actual structure where our beavers live. It's a pretty cool idea.
Yeah.
And then we come over to our waterfall. You can walk behind the waterfall. You can stand in front of it. You can hear the waters. We're getting closer. And this is just a magnificent kind of feeling. We also have a duck blind. And here you can hear the calls of ducks and see images of all the different waterfowl in Michigan. And then we have an area that talks about sand dunes in Michigan. I think people not from Michigan may not realize how much dune activity we have. We have an interactive map that shows all the places dunes are and parks that have dune systems.
I went to Sleeping Bear.
Sleeping Bear is amazing. Did you walk all the way down and up?
Yeah.
That's a heck of a walk up. Then underneath our waterfall is a mine cave. Michigan is known for its mining. We have copper mines in the UP. And we have, actually, Detroit is built on a salt mine. You can hear how quiet it got.
Yeah.
And here, not only do we talk about the things we mine, like copper, dolomite, and salt, but we also have who lives in a cave. So we have our little bats up there. And our little bats have white nose bat syndrome. So we do want to educate our guests about the kind of things wildlife is facing so that they can be helpful. So the cave is a wonderful place to do that and to feel like you're walking in a cave. The idea is where could you get all these feelings all in one spot? We have our fishing boat, one of the most fun areas for children and adults. I always encourage everyone to fish. We have choices of four different Michigan native fish, and there's a screen that has the fish on it, but you use a real pole that's connected to a real line, and the fight of the fish is mimicked and synced to the video, so it actually pulls. And people are very surprised at that first pull.
So the kids are sitting in the boat.
Sitting in the boat, and you're fishing. And I'll tell you that driving the boat is as exciting for our littlest guests as fishing.
Really?
They'll drive the boat all day. Just stand there and steer. And the kayak has a video simulator showing kayaking on the Detroit River.
So they're actually paddling.
Yeah, and they paddle, and it kind of gives them rocking. We have our full-size yurt because we do want to encourage people to camp. And so this is something you could rent at 16 different state parks in Michigan. And it has all the furniture in here is built by state of Michigan employees. It's exactly what you'd get if you rented up north. And then we come back to our aquarium. Our giant aquarium is stocked with native fish. So we tell the story of the fish in Michigan. along with models of our big fish, the sturgeon and the muskie. Those are our biggest fish in Michigan. We're very proud of those guys. And I think we've done it all.
But yet it would actually take a whole day.
It's about 2 hours to walk through and engage in everything. And
but if the kids are playing, it's going to take longer than that.
It will. Our favorite, it's a mixed thing, but many kids do not want to leave. And so if there are tears at the end at the front door or maybe a little meltdown, we don't want kids to go away sad, but we're flattered that they're so engaged they don't want to leave.
And you know what that guarantees.
Yeah.
They're coming back.
We hope so.
Yeah. And that is interesting. That's been one of your success stories, is your rate of repeat visitors.
It is. And one of the things that is driven that by is the programming. We offer special activities on weekends. We've had family campouts. We have special guests with live animals. We have adult date night where we have just our adults come in for archery and then a bonfire and a hayride. A lot of different things to keep people coming back and learning new things.
And is there a kind of default name that locals call this place? What's it referred to as?
We call it the OAC. We just abbreviate Outdoor Adventure Center. So in DNR lingo, it's the OAC. I think at this point, we're still the Outdoor Adventure Center.
But they'll be abbreviating pretty soon.
I think we're that place by the river.
Yeah,
That is probably what we are most known as.
Yeah, right in downtown Detroit.
Exactly.
I love it. Well, Linda Walker, thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much. We're delighted that you came today.
Yes, it's been a delightful morning. Website?
Michigan, all spelled out, .gov/OAC.
Excellent. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from Detroit, Michigan. We'll see you here.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world.